This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. To the Renaissance. Tonight we are celebrating the Venetian celebration of the winter solstice. Our guests in the studio include Nils Fredlund, the artistic director for this year's Christmas Revel show. Nils, how would you like to introduce our other guests?
Sure. Thanks, Kate. It's great to be back here on the Folk Show to talk about the Venetian celebration of the winter solstice, our Christmas Revels theme this year. So in the studio with me right now, I've got Chris Rua, who is just playing recorder on that last number. And next to Chris is Wayne Hankin, who is playing the bagpipe on that last number. And then on lute, we have Doug Freundlich.
Where are the folks coming from to play in the Christmas Revels show?
Well, I live in South Royalton, Vermont. Chris, this is Chris.
I'm Wayne, and I'm up in Newport, Vermont.
And I'm Doug from the Boston area.
Have you all performed in previous Christmas Revel shows?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. And maybe in the Boston area, or have you performed here in the Upper Valley as
yes,
well?
Yes, I've performed up here at Revels North, in Cambridge, and in Washington, Washington Revels.
You know what I like about this show is that all the performers seem to come back year after year to perform. What is it that attracts you to performing in these ensembles?
Well, it's a lot of fun, and it's community-based, and it's a really unique thing. You don't see much of that. You know, it's usually see professionals or you see amateurs doing their thing, but here they all come together, and it's a wonderful meeting. Huh. Yes, and children. I mean, it's, you know, multi-generational, so it's really lovely, yeah.
Keeps you coming back mm-hmm. year after year. Yeah. Now, the theme is a little different this year, isn't it? The Venetian celebration of the winter solstice is a little different than what we're used to. There's no blue canoe, is that correct?
No blue canoe this year, no, no.
So want to tell us about the theme this year, Nils?
Sure. So I went to the Cambridge Christmas Revels last year when they presented this show, and I was really taken by just the humor of the storyline in this show, and I've been a fan of early music for a long time. So to be able to bring all of these together on the Revels stage seemed like a really natural fit to me. So the first thing that really drew me in was the humor. People can really arrive at the show expecting to laugh, which I love. The storyline is one that is compelling and fun. At the center of the story is the Doge of Venice, the head of the city-state, who is feeling kind of overwhelmed by his responsibilities leading up to a big festival, the Feast of the Seven Fishes. And there are many pressing concerns of various members of the court that all fall on the decision-making shoulders of Il Doge. And he decides he wants to get away for a bit. So he arranges for his own disappearance. And hilarity ensues, let's say, in addition to a lot of really fabulous music.
We're going to find out how they're going to cheer up El Doge.
Yes.
But first, how about if we hear another piece?
Excellent.
So we have a couple of dance pieces that were originally for lute, actually, and they appeared as the music in dance tutors from the late 16th century, early 17th century. Cesare Negri and Fabrizio Corozzo both wrote dance tutors. And the first one is from Negri, Bizzarria d'Amore, and then we'll follow that with Corozzo's Cascarda Chiara Stella.
You'll hear both of these in the show.
The folk show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're getting a little preview of this year's Christmas Revels show. It's a Venetian celebration of the winter solstice. Artistic director Nils Fredlund is here, along with Chris and Doug and Wayne, who are helping us kind of get in the mood for this year's show. It doesn't take much to get us in the mood, because it's always such a delight. There's so much pageantry, and I bet there might be 12 fishes. Is that right, Nils?
Seven
fishes. There will be seven fishes. I don't know. See, I'm already exaggerating. So there has to be that exaggeration with all the comedy that's happening on the stage. So how are we going to cheer up El Doge?
So having made the decision to arrange for his own disappearance, he dives into the Grand Canal and escapes. And his story intersects in an unexpected and amusing way with a group of ragtag comedians who show up on the scene hoping to improve their luck after a somewhat unsuccessful tour in Europe. So they decide that an appearance in Venice is going to be exactly what they need. They find themselves missing one of the actors from their troupe. And their path intersects with Il Doge in disguise, incognito, as it were, and things move on from there.
I see an evolution coming.
Absolutely.
Right. How many people in the cast this year, Nils?
So the chorus is, I think, around 60. We've got 60... youngest, age 7, and I'm not sure of the oldest, but, it's the multi-generational aspect that Chris was mentioning earlier that is fully on display in this year's show, just like always.
Are most of the people from the Upper Valley, or do many of them travel like our guests here tonight?
We have mostly folks from the Upper Valley, and in fact, quite a number of folks from Norwich, Vermont, in particular, which doesn't always happen this year, but Norwich is especially well represented in the show this year.
The town emptied out.
That's right. That's right.
And it's at the Hopkins Center.
At the Hopkins Center.
And the dates of the performances are Thursday the 13th at 6,
yep.
Friday the 14th at 7, and then two shows on the 15th, which is a Saturday. They're at 1 and 5, and then Sunday the 16th. Two more shows, one at 1 and one at 5 o'clock.
Last time I checked, that was right.
Yeah, and that could change. And, of course, everything is weather-dependent this time of year, right? Any problems getting folks to all these rehearsals because of the weather? Boy, I'll tell you, this is a tough time of year to try to draw people from far and near. But so far, so good, Nils.
So far, so good, and you know, we'll keep hoping that the weather gods cooperate with us.
Now, Nils, I know that you have been a piece of this for quite a while now. Uh-huh. What keeps bringing you back to the Revels?
A lot of the same things that Chris was talking about earlier. I really think that the community aspect is what really feeds me, and it's great to be able to combine that with my love for gathering with people that also love making music. So it's the community aspect with telling stories and making music and dancing as the impetus, as the central focus for pulling people together.
When you folks unloaded your equipment, mm-hmm. I noticed that you seem to have quite a few instruments.
Gosh, yeah.
How many instruments do you think are represented this year?
Oh my gosh, 20 maybe? Would you say?
Oh, that sounds like a good number.
Maybe 20. Maybe 20. We have recorders. We have a Rausch fife. We have several types of bagpipes and Renaissance percussion and rick or like tambourine. We have lute and theorbo, viola da gamba, Renaissance violin, whistles and jubos, which are like a little ocarina type of instrument. Gosh, did I miss anything?
So pardon my ignorance, but but bagpipes, are they common in Italian
They're
music?
Common all over. Wherever you have herding animals, you have bagpipes.
Okay.
I mean, there's probably 400 varieties of bagpipes,
I think.
Okay.
At least. I mean, there's tons. And yes, there's different kinds from each country in Europe.
Wayne, tell us about the one that you played tonight.
Actually, this is sort of a late entry into the game. It's from a family of what we call cornemusen. In other words, a cornemusen is usually a bagpipe that has what we call a shuttle drone, which is sort of like a big line of metal pipes going through. So if you can imagine a really clogged U-bend of tubes going up and down, you would have, and probably the size of your hand.
Inside a pepper grinder, maybe, you know, like a large salt or pepper. It kind of looks like that.
Yeah, you'd have drones that are lower than a bassoon. And so it's only about, I'd say, about 8 inches that is my shuttle drone there. And the pipe is essentially a very soft, usually cylindrical bore pipe. So it's like all bagpipes. They all are a bag with pipes connected to it. And they all come, as Chris said, in a loud and soft array of varieties. This one, obviously, is what we would call a soft pipe you would play indoors.
Not like the Scottish Highland pipes that are the war pipes, the big ones, yeah.
Right. Sounding the alarms.
Sounding the alarms, yeah. Can you imagine a bunch of them coming over the hill? I'd run the other way. And I play bagpipe.
I'm not surprised about the lute. The lute seems very, very common for this Renaissance music. But Doug, tell us about your lute.
Well, the lute, as you say, was sort of the nerve center of the Renaissance consort. The lute I'm using is actually a very appropriate one for this. It's a 16th century design for 16th century repertoire. It has 7 pairs of strings, played with gut strings. It's very delicate, and played just with fingertips rather than nails. And the lute was multi-purpose. It had a fine solo repertoire. It could be used in accompaniment. What a lot of people don't understand today is that what lutenists were basically doing all the time was arranging the great vocal music of the period so that it could be preserved, because this was before we had scores. They were just part books that got scattered, and the lute players were busy preserving the great masses and the great motets and the great chansons and madrigals. So that's a little understood aspect of what lute players actually did, and it's something that I do, and which I encourage all my fellow lutenists to do: preservation and transmission of great vocal music through the lute, much as in the 19th century people arranged the Beethoven symphonies to be played piano 4 hands, so you could do it music on a domestic level. So that's my hobby horse for the lute these days, is intabulation and transmission of vocal repertoire.
May I just say that another thing, Kate, that keeps me coming back as the artistic director is the opportunity to gather this amazing array of guest artists around the theme of a particular show and feel like I get to go back to school every time.
It's
unbelievable. I love learning and kind of diving a little bit deeper into the theme through through the artists that participate in the shows.
I just want to add one thing about the bagpipe. As you notice that a combination of bagpipe, lute, and soprano recorder goes very well with this combination. Probably with a Highland, it wouldn't work out as well.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and visit with our guests from the Christmas Revels here at New Hampshire Public Radio on The Folk Show.
NHPR's Leadership Circle is a community of listeners who place a high value on intelligent and independent radio. I'm Sarah Alger, Director of Major Gifts at NHPR. As a Leadership Circle sustaining member, your $100 a month investment helps NHPR create and deliver the award-winning news you trust and the outstanding programs you love. If you've been looking to deepen your commitment to the station that's an essential part of your life and your community, join us at nhpr.org/leadershipcircle.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Tufts Health Freedom Plan and Northeast Delta Dental, a partnership created for better oral and overall health right here in New Hampshire. More at teethtotoes.com. And the 40th Putney Craft Tour, featuring 25 working studios with demonstrations, gift ideas, and wine and cheese tastings, where tour goers can meet the artists. PutneyCrafts.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're very fortunate to have Nils Fredlund and our special guests from the Christmas Revels show, Chris, Doug, and Wayne. This year's theme for the Christmas Revels is a Venetian celebration of the winter solstice. A little bit different this year, and you're back in the Renaissance. So tell us what we're going to hear next.
This is an originally Italian tune that got to migrate all over Europe. Originally was music for a Medici wedding, the Aria di Fiorenza, and it migrated over to England where it became a piece called Kemp's Jig. So I'm going to sort of do a lyrical version of Kemp's Jig, and then we'll hear a set of variations and divisions that Wayne has composed for a very special instrument. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne and Doug. It's such happy music. I think that's why I really enjoy the Revels show, because you go away, you may be like, you're in the holidays, and it's just a little, sometimes it can be a little anxiety-provoking, and you're wondering how you're going to get everything done, the baking, the wrapping, the visiting, the socializing, and then you go to a Christmas Revels show, and you just sit back in your chair, and you witness this artistry, and you just can't help but leave with a smile. So that's just my kind of interpretation of what the Revels can bring.
Oh, I think you're spot on. I think there's two things that happen. You know, our job is to make people happy. But more importantly, combining that happiness with a sense that there's ritual and community, as Chris pointed out in Nils. And so and it's not just merely entertainment. It's a reminder of what the seasons are like. And for me especially, it's always about renewal, especially if you don't do a piece well, you know, you can always do it again. I think because that's what life is. It's like the famous saying, life is like drawing in ink. Mm-hmm. You really can't erase it. But, you know, you have a chance always every year to kind of look at things a little differently and try to do things better. And I think that's one of the things that makes me so happy about Revels, since it comes at the end of the year. It's like, okay, new slate coming again. Right. I can be born once more.
Right. And inherent in the whole ritual is darkness into light. Right. It's that it's that whole thing that Wayne was just talking about, renewal. And I think that's a taste of what everybody needs at this time of year, even if they might put different words to it. You know, everyone feels that. And I think that's the reason that Revels has been around for as long as it has, is because it speaks to something really, really deep in all humans.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have an opportunity to help the Revels this year to cheer up El Doge.
Yes, absolutely.
So folks are going to be able to have a little part in that. Is that right?
It's very true. And so one of the things about Revels that makes Revels a very specific and unique theatrical experience is that it's not exactly a play and it's not exactly a concert. A combination of those two things, plus a little sing-along and a little bit of dance and story in the mix. So we'd like to do just a little bit of sing-along with the folks that are listening here on the radio. So I have the great pleasure, in addition to being the director of this show, along with a tremendous production team, stage director Josiah Proietti and assistant stage director Sharon Como, I also get to be on stage this year as the song leader. So we're going to do a little bit of that right now. So for everybody listening, your part goes like this. Eleva, leva, leva. Let's just all try that.
Eleva, leva, leva.
Good. So when you're in doubt about what to sing, just sing that. Let's try it again.
Eleva, leva, leva.
Perfect. I'm going to sing some other things, but the response is always that. Okay? So this is a Calabrian tuna fishing shanty, and this is going to be part of the show. So everybody that's listening right now, you'll come to the theater in December already knowing one of the audience sing-alongs. So here we go. Eleva, leva.
Oh, oh, leva, leva.
Hey, leva, leva, leva.
E tiramo la rangada.
Hey, leva, leva, leva.
E tiramo la rangada.
Hey, leva, leva, leva.
Oh, leva, leva, leva.
Hey, leva, leva, leva.
Rispondimo dura voci.
Hey, leva, leva, leva.
Oh, leva, leva, leva.
Hey, leva, leva, leva. Leva.
Rispondimo dura voci.
Leva, leva, leva.
Oh, leva, leva, leva.
Leva, leva, leva.
Assamamo la difundi.
Leva, leva, leva.
Oh, leva, leva, leva.
Leva, leva, leva.
Rispondimo dura voci.
Leva, leva, leva.
Oh, leva, leva, leva.
Leva, leva.
Porta nava mu rispondi.
Leva, leva, leva.
Orda nava mu rispondi.
Leva, leva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Leva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Tiramu rangara.
Leva, leva.
Tiramu rangara.
Leva, leva.
Allah.
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 Facimu presto.
Facimu leva.
Facimu presto.
Leva, leva.
Allah.
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 Oleva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Oleva, leva.
Oh.
Thank you, Nils Fredlin, for leading us in that sing-along part of the Christmas Revel show.
Absolutely. And just so everybody knows, basically what you're saying is, haul those fish in, let's bring the nets in.
And that's the seven fish, not
that
the
12. That is the seven. Okay. Actually, you know what? You were right when you overestimated earlier, because we're going to bring in a lot of fish.
There may be a lot of fish. Now, tell me, do our guests tonight, will they be part of the pageantry, or are they kind of in the pit someplace?
No, they are definitely on stage and in the action.
They're integrated right into the performance.
One of the really great things about working at the Hopkins Center is the production team at the Hop does a really tremendous job of working with the unique needs of the Christmas Revels. So every time we bring a new slate of guest artists in with an astonishing number and variety of instruments, they figure out how to mic up the guest artists wirelessly so that they can roam the stage and really be part of the action.
Now, I understand that this may be the last year that they're going to be at the Hop. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we have a long history at the Hopkins Center. This will be our 44th show, 44th Christmas Revels with Revels North, and 43 of those 44 years have been at the Hop. Capital improvements coming at the Hopkins Center means that we will be in a new venue starting in 2019. Not prepared to say what that venue is just yet, but that news is coming very, very soon, next month.
Now, Nils, I know there are shows that are happening all over the country.
Yes.
And so the Venetian celebration was held in Cambridge last year,
true,
right?
Yep.
Now, can you tell us a little bit? There may be some people that are listening on the web, and they may be wondering about a Revels show near them.
Sure.
So what's going on around the country, example?
I'm not sure about all of the themes, but I can tell you that Cambridge does quite a long run of shows at Sanders Theater. That's the first of the Revels communities, and that was the Cambridge show is what gave birth to all of these other Revels cities across the country. Washington D.C. also has a Revels. Portland, Oregon has a Revels. There is a Revels also in Puget Sound. I hope I remember everyone.
That's okay. You don't have to remember all.
Houston has a Revels.
Rocky Mountain Revels.
Wow.
Houston Revels. No, there are two Revels in California, Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
And also Oakland.
Oh, Oakland. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on.
little question for you in
Surely.
That. The comedy, sometimes it pokes fun at current situations.
Yep.
Is it possible that might be happening, or do they update the show to include current events?
There is not a lot of that in this year's show, though we always try to reference some local happenings, and you'll hear a little bit of that in the script and story this year. We have also enjoyed this year the opportunity to engage in a little self-referential humor in the way that we present some of these long-standing traditions. So it's been great. It's always good to kind of look at yourself and say, you know what? It's time for us not to take ourselves quite so seriously.
That's great.
It's great.
That's super.
Yeah.
Could we hear one last piece?
Sure. Let's do Damigella.
Damigella tutta bella is a song from by Clontio Monteverdi from a collection entitled Scherzi Musicali, which was basically right on the cusp where Renaissance morphed into Baroque. And so in the same year, or shortly thereafter, Monteverdi came out with his Orfeo, which is basically the first opera. And there are parts of this song that you'll sound familiar to those of you that know Orfeo. And we're going to have Wayne and Chris singing in this, in addition to their recorder playing.
I also just want to mention before the musicians play this last number that we actually have four guest artists in the show this year, and our good friend Lori Rabu was not able to join us for the radio program today, but she will be on stage. And it's been a real delight to get to know her and work with her as well. So an even fuller sound when folks come to see the show in December.
And what does she play?
A lot of instruments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she plays viola da gamba.
So the other 15 is.
Yeah, exactly right.
Viola da gamba, Renaissance violin.
Yeah,
and she'll, singing too.
Yeah, she'll also sing.
Tutta bella versa versa quel bel vino fa che cada la reggiane distillata di robino. Una seno riveneno che vi sparse amor profondo Agitario e lasciaro vostro amore in questo mondo. Dalmicella tutta bella che quel vin tu non mi sazi, fa che cada la rocciada distillata e dato pazzi.
Sadly, our time in the Renaissance has come to an end, but it's been a great visit with Nils and Wayne and Doug and Chris. Thank you so much for giving us a little taste of what folks can expect at this year's celebration of the winter solstice.
Thank you so much,
Kate.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Again, the dates for the show this year are the Thursday, December 13th, that's at 6 o'clock, Friday, December 14th at 7, on the 15th, two shows, 1 and 5, and on the 16th, two shows, 1 and 5. And if you want to find out more, you can visit the Christmas Revels website, and you can also purchase your tickets there. And the website is revelsnorth.org. Can find out how to get your tickets for the shows going on over at the Hopkins Center for the Arts in Hanover, New Hampshire, in December. Next Sunday night on The Folk Show, our guest will be Liz Simmons. She's going to play some music for us and tell us about some shows that she's got coming up with Lo Lilly and John Whalen. That's coming up next Sunday. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from New Hampshire iPhone Repair, offering repairs, buybacks, and device sales with locations in Bedford, Portsmouth, and Salem. Information at nhiphonerepair.com. And the Brattleboro Retreats Birches Treatment Program, full and half-day psychiatric and addiction treatment with optional lodging, brattlebororetreat.org/birches. And Palace Theater in Manchester presenting The Nutcracker with the Southern New Hampshire Dance Theater and a live orchestra, November 23rd through the 25th, palacetheater.org. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.